This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The 30 member states of NATO ended their Monday summit in Brussels, reaffirming the military alliance with a strong statement against Russia and, to a lesser degree, China. Both countries were called out as, quote, challenges to the rules-based international order. In the final communique, leaders agreed to open a new chapter in transatlantic relations as they face an increasingly complex security environment. The document included recognition of a more assertive Russia and a more brutal form of terrorism, as well as ongoing global instability, increasing cyber threats, new technologies, pandemics, and climate change. On the sidelines of the summit, U.S. President Joe Biden met with leaders of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, countries that won independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. While they are now full members of NATO and the European Union, these Baltic countries are wary of the Kremlin's regional ambitions. Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva on Wednesday. NATO leaders have declared China as a constant security challenge, saying it is working to undermine global order, and they say they're worried about how fast the Chinese are developing nuclear missiles. The NATO leaders said at their summit on Monday that China's goals and assertive behavior present systemic challenges to the rules-based international order and to areas relevant to alliance security. That statement came a day after President Biden reaffirmed America's commitment to the NATO alliance that has been beleaguered during the presidency of Donald Trump. A new federal intelligence report warns that adherents of QAnon, the conspiracy theory embraced by some in the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol January 6, could target Democrats and other political opponents in the coming months.